Hey guys, welcome back to Dance Fever, Southern West Virginia's dance competition recap show.
Band.
Dance competition
podcast.
Show recap show. I'm one of your hosts, Eddie Lee.
I'm the other, Terry Ann. You would think we know what we were by now.
No, man. It's off the cuff, always.
Always.
All of my stuff is off the cuff. Starting out looking at Roller Jam Season 1, Episode 4. In this 413th episode of the show, just for those of you keeping track, our hostess, I guess, is Jordan Sparks. Johnny Weir and Terrell Ferguson are the week-over-week judges, the permanent judges. Our guest judge representing the 1960s, DJ Ari Spins, will be throwing 60s tunes at us this episode. Our guest judge is Marissa Jarrett Winokur. And no, she's not old enough really to have been around since the 60s, so it's kind of a specious appointment to pick her, but then a producer of the show is going to be the guest judge on episode 6, and that's kind of specious also, kind of self-flagellating if you ask me, but you said what, she was in the Broadway's hair?
Hairspray.
Hairspray.
Mm-hmm.
So that qualifies
mm-hmm.
her to...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure, okay. I Feel Good by James Brown mm-hmm. is the song that everybody came to in the opening roll call. Also, we found out that all five crews have to involve in their choreography a launch moment. And that is a point in time when all of the crew, however many, four or five or six, I guess one of them has six, are off the ground at the same time. That's it.
They don't have to be doing the same leap
it doesn't matter.
They just all of their feet have to be off the floor.
Well, all of their everything.
Mm-hmm.
Their hands and, I mean, they have to be off the floor.
Yes.
All at the same time. So, all right. So, again, what we will do is we'll have each of the crews come out. There are five left. Do their minute 20 routine to a 60s song. They'll be judged and graded by the judges. The bottom 2 point getters will move on to the Elimiscate. There, each of the crews will appoint a single member to represent themselves. That's kind of like the shootout in hockey.
Mm-hmm.
You completely take the team out of it to make that final decision. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, that doesn't seem right.
Mm-hmm.
So, 20 seconds, one person, each crew, they pick. And then the judges just pick who they want to keep. No, not necessarily any pat scoring or methodology. Just, I like you, and you get to stay. The other goes home. So, first out was my favorite so far, the Honor Roll Skate Crew.
Yep, my favorite too.
They came out and danced to, or crewed to, or skated to, or I guess skated to, I don't... No, if you could really say dance. Some of the groups will dance, but some of them don't. So they skated to I Want You Back by the Jackson 5. And I counted three launch moments for Honor Roll Skate Crew. So that to me, it was definitive. Some of the other groups is like, was that it? What, did they?
Well, and that's some of it. That's the fault. So, the fault of the filming of the episodes.
As you're focused on two, but there are three others off camera, and it's like, well, did they or what? It's been an ongoing grief from people who roller skate that we'd like to see everybody to see what everybody is doing. It is a crew competition.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you focus in on one or two?
Right.
All right, so, and also they don't get the score then, but they group and the judges each have an opportunity to tell them what they think of their particular routine. And then they skate off. And then they go into the back and we see usually a little vignette of the impression that the crew has after they've skated, after they've taken the grief from the judges and, you know, just kind of that real quick debrief.
Mm-hmm.
It's never really profound or it's just a quick hit kind of thing. And then they move on. Moving on to number two for the evening, Disco Oasis, coming out to My Boyfriend's Back by the Angels. Now, Honor Roll Skate Crew, they danced in tuxes, didn't they?
No.
No, they didn't? Okay. Disco Oasis, do you remember what they danced in? Ain't No Mountain High Enough or Spaz?
Boyfriend's Back was the cheerleaders.
And the Letterman's sweaters.
Letterman's jackets.
And it's a five crew, but it's two boys and three girls. Mm-hmm. So the three girls were in the poodle skirts, I guess they would have been.
They look like cheerleader outfits to
me. Oh, cheerleader outfit. Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. They also, I believe, from what I could tell, did three launch moments.
Mm-hmm.
I liked Honor Rolls better than theirs.
Yes, me too.
Next out was the Bad Boy Skate Crew. Skating to, Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Marvin Gaye. They had one launch moment.
Yeah. They were also dressed like a la a Temptations group.
They all had the matching jackets. Jackets, okay.
And they were doing moves like the Temptations did when they did their songs.
Dancing in unison. And their one attempt wasn't a very good attempt.
No.
And that's all there was mm-hmm. just the one. So it was, I guess you could say it wasn't successful, really, because I don't think all four of them did it at the same time. And that was the only time they did it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Which, when it comes to scoring, doesn't seem really to have been held against them, unfortunately. Well, what's the point of making them do it?
I know.
You don't? But,
unless we didn't see something that they did. Because of the way that it was filmed.
Another one? Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I don't think it was them that really suffered from it. It was one of these last two crews that they... I think it was Skate Gravity where they focused in on two of them as a five crew. And you had three clear off camera.
Mm-hmm.
The other side of the ring.
Yeah.
We have
no idea what they were doing.
We know the two jumped and they both jumped.
Mm-hmm.
My assumption was I counted it like probably the whole crew did.
But we couldn't tell.
We couldn't see the crew.
Yeah, so. No, we couldn't tell.
So, fourth out was House of Skate, Skating to. I keep thinking dancing, but yeah. Aretha Franklin's Respect. They got two launch moments.
Mm-hmm.
And I think both of theirs worked. I don't think there was any problem with theirs. Last out, number five group, was Skate Gravity, Dancing to, You Can't Hurry Love by the Supremes. And they definitely had one, and I think they had two, but we just couldn't see the whole crew. But I went ahead and counted it for two launch moments that mm-hmm. they had. So Honor Roll and Disco Oasis had three, House of Skate, Skate Gravity had two, and the Bad Boys had 0.5 or whatever. I mean, it wasn't successful. So we did hear during the performance that Skate Gravity, their strongman, hurt his shoulder. We haven't heard the end results of that
Mm-mm.
yet. That will be in as we record tomorrow night, because that's the next episode. And we will find out. It also seems that maybe it's Honor Roll Skate Crew. They might lose a member by the little vignettes there that they showed as
mm-hmm.
well. Somebody else gets hurt. We don't know how long they stayed out. The gentleman from Skate Gravity we saw be escorted to a vehicle, and we heard
that
he went to the hospital.
Yes.
He was escorted at least to the Uber or whoever took him by one of the producers of the show. So he was genuinely, seriously wanting help, and they made sure he got out there okay and everything. So
He broke his muscle.
Yeah, he broke a muscle.
He broke a muscle.
I know I broke a muscle. As he is Cuban, and so his English is a little broken with...
Along with his muscle.
I don't know what they speak in Cuba. Spanish, maybe? Or Cuban? I'm not sure. I think it's Spanish-based, but I don't know if it's strictly Spanish anymore. But yes, he is not a perfect English speaker, so it is very heavily accented English. And plus, too, breaking a muscle, if he spoke English, he would know that. But, you know, it got the point across. All right, so... We bring all five crews back out at the same time in the, what do they call that, a rally? No, for drum corps, they call it something else. I forget what they call it when they all come onto the field to receive the adjudication results. So what they did is they named them from highest to the bottom two. Or actually, the two highest, and then of the three, they said the other one that was safe. And then they said... Right? Is that what they did? Or Because she gave everybody the score.
Mm-hmm. I thought the second group that she said something to were in the bottom two.
But she, yeah, she
gave them the score somehow. I thought she went across the room.
Okay. So, first up was Honor Roll Skate Crew with a score of 94.
High.
Yes, very highest of the show so far.
Mm-hmm.
Far and away the highest of the show.
Spoilers, they're safe.
Next up was the Bad Boy Skate Crew with the 87, even though they arguably didn't complete the task.
Unless there was something we didn't see.
I don't. Yeah. Third was Skate Gravity with an 86. And that leaves the bottom two as House of Skate and Disco Aces, who were going to the Elimiskate. House of Skate an 82 and Disco Aces an 81. Again, another. There
yes,
was like
very close.
One, two, and three were close. Four and five were close.
Yes.
And then Disco Aces, because they had the low score, they got to choose in the Elimiskate whether they went first or second.
Mm-hmm.
First or last, how you want to look at it. They're like, we'll go second. We'll let House of Skate go so that we know. And not that I'm sure it changed what they were going to do. Disco Aces was the... Or no, it was House of Skate that had the dude with the hips that did something. It looked really painful. But the Elimiskate was to that opening piece, I Feel Good by James Brown. So they bracket. They use it to open. Everybody comes out. And the Elimiskate is to that same song. Took us an episode or two to clue into that. But that turns out what they did. So, Disco Aces and House of Skate, they both get out there. I thought both of the representatives did a good job.
Yes, I did too.
Definitely in their style. The two of them were very different styles, but it was very much in the style of the skate crew that they were with. Unfortunately, Disco Aces was the one that was voted off. So remaining is Honor Roll Skate Crew, Bad Boy Skate Crew, Skate Gravity, and House of Skate. Which, interestingly enough, were the four high. The low scorer was also the one that got sent home, just by coincidence. So, haven't really heard or seen much of anything about the next episode because nobody really seems to be paying much attention to the show. I don't know if it's Nicole Fiore is. I don't know if it's because of where it is, Magnolia and Cinemax, or because nobody cares about roller skating, which I can't believe, because it is rather unique right now as far as competition shows. So, but yeah, so as we record this, episode 5, the penultimate episode, is airing tomorrow night, and then only one more, a total of 6 for the season. All right, next up, I think we will be looking at Strictly Come Dancing.
Because we don't have any Dancing with the Stars, because it was election day here in the United States, and they decided not to have Dancing with the Stars on. So, we'll just move on to Strictly. In the UK, they don't care. We have Tess and Claudia as our hostesses.
They will care.
I know. We have Eddie Lee and Terry Ann, Craig, Motsy, Shirley, Anton as judges, although our scores don't count with anybody but us. And it's Icons Week, where the star got to choose what musical icon, and they're the ones that decided whether or not they were an icon, because there's a couple in here that they're like, they're icons?
Yeah,
really?
There's a couple I don't
but
think
But they
I
left
with
it
that.
Up to the star to choose the musical person that they wanted to bestow the honor of being an icon for them.
And I guess they chose the song also?
Probably so. I mean, I'm not positive, because I'm sure Strictly had to get the rights to the
yeah.
song. So.
Maybe they said, oh, okay, so-and-so, file. Okay,
we have this song and this song.
Yeah.
And that's why a couple of them were medleys, because they could really get the songs.
Or
they already had them.
Yeah, or they made the medley, because they had, we have access. I like all three of those.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll throw them together.
We'll see what we can do.
First couple out were Pete and Jovita. And he was Freddie Mercury from Queen, and they did a salsa.
Dancing to Another One Bites the Dust. And he did a very
He did a very good Freddie Mercury. Mercury. The acting and portrayal of the icon was very, very good. he messed up from the beginning and didn't really pick it back up again. But we still gave him sevens because we appreciated what he did do, the fact that he didn't just give up. But
he didn't quit. Yeah,
that he didn't and quit. He got a 4 and 3 sixes from the other judges.
I mean, I can only imagine. When you realize that you're wrong, I would think that your impulse is to quit to try to get back right. Mm-hmm. But,
So winning stuff. Winning Katya came out, and he wasn't his icon. A lot of people were emulating their icon.
Yes, but...
But his icon was Shirley Bassey, and he's not going to put a dress on again. Well, he's already done that once this episode. I mean, this season. So, he did a rumba to a Shirley Bassey song.
This is my life.
We gave him eights. He got a 7, a 7, an 8, and an 8. And he sang the last line of the song. He is an opera singer.
In his opera voice.
And it reverberated throughout the whole studio.
He filled that studio with voice. It was nice to see.
I think that's why we gave him eights. Sam and Nikita were out next. And they were doing an American and Smooth to a Taylor Swift song. And she was not Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is kind of in the middle for me as to yes or no. I mean, she's made lots of money. Is that all it takes to be an icon?
Well, you have to have lots of accolades. Swifties. And she has lots of accolades also.
She has lots of Swifties. I don't know. These contemporary people that were chosen,
I know.
I don't think they have been around long enough to be considered icons is my issue with it.
Okay.
So that's,
which Taylor Swifty song did we do?
Love Story.
And they were Romeo and Juliet. We gave them eights. They got a 6, an 8, a 7, and an 8. Chris and Diane did a tango as Kiss, and he was one of the Kiss members.
He was, well, I think he was playing on Peter Criss, I believe is who it was, the drummer that had the star over his eye. Or was Peter Criss the cat creature? I forget.
Peter Criss was the cat.
Okay, he had, so it wasn't the lead singer. It wasn't the bass guitarist. It was the third guitarist that had the star.
I think so.
Yeah. But yeah, it wasn't a direct play because his looked more like a sunburst or something. It wasn't a definitive star around his eye.
So, what song? At? I was swatting at your hand because you have it between you and the microphone.
Oh, well, yeah. Rock and Roll All Night for a tango. Yeah, okay.
We gave him sevens. He got a 6, a 7, an 8, and an 8. Sarah and Vita did a cha-cha-cha, and she was Madonna.
Yes. Like a Prayer was their song.
And they got all nines except for Anton gave her a 10. And it was an excellent dance.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 is the most any week this season? That seems kind of low. Because I know, I guess the week before where they gave 3 tens twice to a dancer, I guess that's all the tens there were just those 6. Because they only gave out 7 and they said they handed out the most tens of the season. So, okay. Yes, okay.
JB and Lauren did a couple's choice to a Bruno Mars medley, and I think he was supposed to be Bruno.
Probably, yeah. Why is JB dancing with Lauren?
Because Amy hurt her foot.
She going to be out long term?
We don't find that out technically until yesterday on
It Takes Two.
Okay. But since we're already this far into the week, we'll just tell everyone, spoiler alert, Amy is out for the rest of the season.
Okay.
And Lauren will be dancing with JB for the rest of the season.
Yeah, there was a bit of, to me, it felt uncomfortable in the Claudatorium when they congratulated them because they got
tens.
Yeah,
they got a 9 and 3 tens, and we gave them nines.
And Amy was just so caught in between. She was happy for them. I don't know how involved she was in the piece. JB and Lauren deferred to her, but it felt kind of the two girls. I kind of felt sorry for JB because he very literally is caught in the middle. But it seemed uncomfortable to me watching them.
I am interested to see the next dance because this is a couple's choice. It was Street, let's say, because it was a Bruno Mars medley.
Oh, yeah.
So it was lot of street, what they call commercial dancing or street dancing over there. I'm not so sure Amy could have done it, but anyway, that doesn't matter.
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
I'm interested in the next dance that they do to see whether or not, because he did, because this was so familiar to him, boy band is where he's from.
Right.
Because this kind of moving was so familiar to him, he was much freer, much more, less thinking and more dancing.
He was more confident in what he was doing.
So I'm looking forward to the next dance to see if Lauren's dance teaching style works better for JB than Amy's did. Because Amy was very much, we're going to learn the technique for the first 2 days, and then we're going to put performance to it the rest of the time for practice.
Flourishes to it,
and I don't think Lauren teaches that way. From what I remember, she's had a star before, and it doesn't seem like in the vignettes that I remember her being that particular about the technique. So we'll see. We'll see whether or not JB flourishes under Lauren, or if he really misses.
And if he makes it to the finals, this is almost halfway. So he will have had half a season of her and will finish with a half a season of Lauren. So, yeah. Excuse me. It'll be. But I thought this was maybe about the best dance anybody has had this season.
And what were the really three songs from the Bruno Mars medley?
They did. They danced to They danced to Uptown Funk, Treasure, and 24K Magic, which that one I don't think I really recognize.
No, but Uptown Funk's my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Montel and Johannes came out and did a waltz, and she was Whitney Houston from the Bodyguard.
Yes. Although I don't think he was Kevin Costner.
No.
Dancing to I Will Always Love You. Which, I mean, when you think of Whitney, that has to be one of the first couple songs.
I'm sorry, but the first time I heard the song was Dolly. So when I hear that song, I think of Dolly.
Well, that's fair.
I
think Whitney did it better.
They got an 8 and 3 nines. We gave them nines. Jamie and Michelle did a samba, and he was George Michael's.
Very good, George Michael. They danced to Faith.
We gave them nines. He got a 7 and 3 eighths from the other judges. Tasha and Aliash had a couple's choice, and they chose a Pink song, but she was not portraying Pink.
No.
She was portraying what the words to the song meant to her.
What About Us was the song, which I don't think I know Pink. I told you that night that I know Pink for party songs. And
I knew this song very well. And for what Tasha was wanting, the platform she was wanting to show, I thought it was very good.
And Pink was one of the other artists that I questioned that she's really iconic. I mean, with a certain group, maybe, but yeah.
They got a 9 from you and a 10 from me, a 9 from Craig, and 10s from everybody else.
Now, this next dance was danced to an iconic musical group song.
Shane and Nancy ended our evening with a quick step to a Beatles medley
of Helpin' Hey Jude.
And they were the Beatles.
Two of the Beatles.
They got an 8 from Eddie Lee, a 9 from me, an 8 from Craig, and 9s from everyone else. And it was his best dance.
Shane knocked it out as far as the outfit also. I thought it was Ringo, but somebody said George Harrison.
Mm-hmm.
He in the Sergeant Pepper's blue epaulette, blue glass outfit. And he had his facial hair cut the same. It was
very good.
It was a ringer.
It was a good night of dancing, I thought.
Overall,
Pete hadn't messed up at the very beginning and tried to catch up for the rest of the dance, I think it would have been just, 7s and 8s and 9s and 10s.
You just got to give it to Pete, though.
Yeah, for moving on.
From the very beginning, I really don't think he wanted to do this. I don't know
But now
why.
I think he does.
I think he does. Mm-hmm. I think he's enjoying it, even though anytime anybody asks him, of course, that's not what he says. But I believe he is.
Well, he does say every once in a while, though, that he's surprised at how much he really likes doing
this. He smiles. He laughs. Those things are genuine. On It Takes Two, he's very genuine. So it's like, Pete, this dude that you're playing is,
So we go to the results show where we have Dear Alice is our musical guest, and they are singing in the K-pop style, we learned. Although they are not K-pop because they're not Korean.
No, they're English.
English.
Their song was Best Day of Our Lives. And it was a...
It was okay.
It was a very interesting
design song. I've never seen, I guess because I'm not in the K-pop crowd.
Right, yeah.
I've never seen a group dance the entire time they're singing. Every single beat of the music... They were dancing.
Yes, that was...
Informational shifts.
That was definitely distinctive.
I mean, I've never seen that before.
Also, what stuck out to me is how they switched positions so that who was in front or who was singing or who was, you know, the focus changed like every 5 seconds, 10 seconds. I mean, real, just constant motion, moving, dancing,
different
moving
people
up,
singing
moving
the lead.
To the side, moving two people up and three back and a little pyramid. And I mean, just whoever comes up with that kind of choreography, that's a different choreography than you see just about anywhere else.
And then Elizabeth Honan, did the choreography for the Beyonce group dance that Johannes led when we get to
the
that.
The entire, in heels.
In heels.
In
living his best life, as Luba said.
In pumps, I'll just say pumps.
They were stiletto heels. They weren't
stilettos.
Pumps.
Okay, I'm not pumps, but stilettos.
Pumps are much more secure and short.
Okay.
Yeah, don't say that otherwise.
Yeah, stilettos. He was wearing stilettos.
Yes. So we had our rehash, and then everybody came out, and they told us safe for Shane and Nancy. Yay. They didn't have to wait. They've been in the bottom twos more than anybody. JB and Lauren, Pete and Yowita, and they were very surprised, and Tasha and Aliage. And then we had, in our dance-off, named was Sam and Nikita. And then we had the judges do their little debrief thing where they talk about the different dancers, and there was nothing really that stood out to me, so I didn't write any notes down on that one. And we had the Beyonce group dance, which was Beyonce group.
First, he danced leading the girls, and then that was a couple of her dance songs. And then he danced leading the guys that danced to Beyonce's country song, or top ranking country song, because there was a whole album. So he went from that fierce cut to wearing a cowboy hat with fringes hanging down. It was, all in stilettos.
Uh-huh.
All in stilettos.
Then we had everybody come back out, and we said safe was Chris and Diane, Sarah and Vito, Wynn and Katja. So our next bottom were Jamie and Michelle and... Montel and Johannes, and it turned out that Montel and Johannes are in the bottom two in the dance-off.
I can't.
And we're like, how could that be?
I can't believe
it. I could see Sam, because she's good, but she's not...
I could see Sam. I could see Pete.
Yeah.
Arguably, I could see Wynn.
But not Montel and Johannes. We were just shocked. We were floored. They both did their dance again, and I think Sam already knew that she was going home because she was like, you know, she danced well.
Yes.
But you could tell that she was like, you know, this is it. And, of course, everybody saved Montel and Johannes, and British public, you better get your butts in gear and start voting for them again. And we said goodbye to Sam and Nikita.
Yeah, I was so surprised that it was like... Mm-hmm. Because obviously, the past couple weeks, all that has to be is the popular vote.
Yep.
It has nothing to do with the judges' scores.
It has nothing to do with the judges, because the judges' scores are about there.
That's, very surprising.
And in fact, in the Claudatorium, when they were talking to the couples who were safe, Pete was like, I shouldn't be safe.
Well, who was it that said...
And Jamie's like, I shouldn't be safe with Montel.
I should be the one going home.
If Montel's down there on the floor, yeah. I should not be safe. So they know who dances better and who doesn't, and they feel bad when they don't dance well and they still get to go home.
Somebody better has to go, you know, yeah. Yeah, I can imagine. You know how you did. You can feel it. And then either you watch them before your performance or after, and you're like... No, that would, you know which couples danced better than what you did. Might not say it, but you know. I think it's probably between me and this couple, you know.
And I'm sure Pete thought he was going home.
Yeah, he probably did, because he messed up, and everybody told him he messed up.
And nobody else really messed up.
He's like, yeah, I messed up. So, well, I mean, that's the way it happens.
Yeah.
It's up to the popular vote.
Yep. Yeah, we've seen how that goes.
Funny to say the day after elections here in the U.S.
We've seen how that goes. Okay, so do we have anything on next week?
On next week. It is week 8. Yes, we have a full slate.
Oh, cool.
Chris and Diane will be doing a couple's choice. Jamie and Michelle, an Argentine tango, which Jamie is looking forward to.
And he said he can go home after that one because right, that's the one he really wanted to do.
He's good. Send me home after this. JB and Amy / Lauren, which probably is going to be Lauren. I don't think Amy really should be there anymore. Not to choreograph, not to help.
Because he's dancing with Lauren. That's already been announced that she's stepping out of the competition.
She needs to turn the puppy over to Lauren and let Lauren be the, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but let her be the owner of the puppy. Mm-hmm. Let her be the mom to the puppy. And yeah. Otherwise, there's some confusion as to who to listen to. And, so JB and Lauren will be doing a samba. Montel and Johannes will be doing a pasodoble. She will tear that up. Pete and Yuita will be doing Couples Choice. Sarah and Vito, an American Smooth. Shane and Nancy, a Rumba. Tasha and Alliage, a Quick Step, which they also told us on the Vote Off show. Wynn and Katcha will be doing an American Smooth. So okay. I think he does okay in Hold. Mm-hmm. So that's what we have. And we have whatever Dancing with the Stars. Let me check something here real quick to see if anything has been said about the next week, what they're doing. And it is, let's see, Dedication, Disney, Halloween, 500th episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are, let me take a look for a minute. Okay, it looks like they will be doing dances inspired by previous dances on the show.
Okay.
Maybe it's by the same song. I can't tell because it has, on Wikipedia, it shows the dance, shows the music, and then it shows inspiration, and it tells the couple and what season. So is it a complete song and dance, or is it just a quick step that they did? Did they do it? I mean, the song that Danny and Whitney are dancing to, I know I've seen on the show before, but I don't remember if it was on season 5 or not. That's where their inspiration came from. So Danny and Whitney will be doing a quick step. Joey and Jenna, contemporary. Dwight and Daniela, an Argentine tango. Oh, man. Chandler and Brandon, an Argentine tango. That'll be even tougher on them. Ilona and Alan will be doing a quick step. That I want to see. They've been very playful here the past week or so on socials.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a TikTok that she put up that she was complaining to Alan because she wanted a little time off and he was just begging, asking if they could get together this week since they, you know, I thought it was kind of funny. And Stephen and Riley will be doing a Viennese waltz. And then, like I said, inspired by couples from previous seasons. So that is what they have prepared for the 500th episode, which is what this is going to be.
Plus they have the special thing where they get a piece of music and 5 minutes to create some sort of dance.
Well, I don't... Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do say they're doing that, but there's no indication as to anything about that.
No.
Because it's live, so they have to do it in the moment.
Yes.
There is no, okay.
Yes, yeah. It's like they walk into the room, they're handed a song and a dance genre, and it's like, now go make something up because you're going on in two.
Yeah, here it is. They'll also participate in the Instant Dance Challenge, where they will have approximately 5 minutes to choreograph and learn a new dance before performing it. So I guess... What will they do? Give that to them after their dance?
I don't know. We'll see.
Because, yeah. Hmm. Well, yeah. So, anyways, that is a week from today.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, yesterday, last night.
Last
a week
night.
From last night as we record.
Yeah, yes.
We're recording this Wednesday. So next Tuesday will be the 500th episode of Dancing with the Stars. All right. I think that is everything we have.
Everything I have.
No indication of what's going on in Roller Jam
because
we don't have an inside person there. So, All right, guys, if you want to get in touch with us, you can go to the deliberatenoise.com/dancefever and find us there if you want to leave a comment. Dancefever@gmail.com is the email address. And then we are on the Twitters, despite the fact that Elon Musk probably is going to have a cabinet position. One word if you're looking for Dance Fever. Also, we are on Blue Sky, which is where everybody that is running from Twitter scared is going, apparently, going to Blue Sky. That's not why I went, but Teal Productions there. Teal like the color, T-E-A-L.
And Fever is always F-E-V-R-E.
So there we go.
We like to spell on this show.
Yes. It is fundamental. Oh, no, that's reading.
That's reading.
Oh, sorry. Okay. All right, guys. We'll talk to you again next week.
Bye.